Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors, Science, and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. And today I have something to tell you that summer is not over. Everywhere I'm going, and I mean everywhere. Last night, go on the field, bunch of parents told me, oh, the summer's over. Oh, the summer's over. And that's all they're talking about. Grocery store. Oh, the summer's over. Oh, get your gloves. No, it is not over. Hey, I am not talking about the actual date. I am speaking about the attitude that people have as to when the unofficial end to summer happens. So let's talk about this. The best explanation comes from a person who was like a second father to me. I grew up with, and I spoke about him often, Dr. Bob, but also his brothers, Joey, Richard, and Sister Mary. Their dad was someone I call Papa Joe. He was like the second dad to me, and he was so full of wisdom. He would say, and I remember this, don't let people dictate your fun. Americans say when the summer begins, which is Memorial Day, and that's their unofficial start to summer, and you stop doing summer activities on Labor Day, and that's the unofficial end to summer. He said, don't let people dictate your fun. And many people are choosing to stop having specific like fun that they would have all summer long, but it stops on Labor Day. And I'll get into the reasons for that. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, you know, I've discussed this premise on a show about 2 years ago. I see so many people making a decision to stop activities they love. I don't get that. For example, one of my relatives puts their pool cover on Labor Day weekend. Swimming is an aerobic activity and it's fun, and I just love to swim. Even if your time is limited, maybe the kids are going back to school, I have seen East Coast weather. You know, sometimes it stays super warm straight through September, even into October. So why would I want to cover my pool when I would have the opportunity to swim? Probably maybe go swimming when the kids are in school, because now you got the pool to yourself, which you've been dying for all year long. But I don't get it. And like, here's conversely the opposite side. I have a cousin who heats his pool with a wood pellet stove. He has this monstrous wood pellet, little hut outside. He heats his whole house with it. He is able, and this is no exaggeration, he is able to go swimming on Easter. Yes, I said Easter. But wait, isn't that way before the official start of summer? I guess it's okay to break the stereotype. Personally, I am in the water via my kayak during three seasons. The water temp is not critical to me. Colder water is invigorating. And if there are no kids in a pool, imagine you have it all to yourself. And right now, pool water, and again, I'm going to go further than pools, by the way. I will swim out of this one. But hey, the water is so warm. Enjoy it. So let's paddle back. You know these words I'm using? Yeah, let's paddle back to the kayak. Seasonal traffic. I mean, the people on the lake diminishes after Labor Day. They choose to end their summers. But what that means to me is peace and tranquility on the water. There have been times in September that my kayaking with my family and friends, and we are the only ones on 3,000 acres of water. I use the paddleboard all September and October. Hey, if you fall in, hey, the water temperature, still enjoyable. By the way, I have never fallen off my board. And I am bragging about that. But I also know, will it happen? I am sure the answer is yes. So that's probably one of you now going to come over in your paddleboard or your kayak and just kick my board a little bit. I'm just kidding. But, hey, you get wet, I would always say, then you get dry. That's what towels and a change of clothes are for. So the Joey B truck, we've got tons of extra clothing there. So no big deal anyway. So staying with water, what about surfing? Is it legal to surf after Labor Day? I'm not joking. I know people that just put their boards away. Summer's over. Well, will the surf patrol police arrest you? There's really not one, by the way. I think not. My parents live by the ocean, and my mom will call, and she'll call me up, and she goes, hey, yeah, we're on the boardwalk, and we're watching a bunch of surfers, and we're thinking of you right now. The waves don't stop moving in September. Now, here's one, and I think this is a pretty nutsy one. If you're a gardener, there are fall crops. Some people get to Labor Day and going, all right, we got to start cleaning out the gardens and that. Well, in Inspector Dave's Organic Garden, again, so if you're growing organically and you have a Canadian water drip system like his, things just keep growing and growing and growing. But there are fall crops. No, it's not fall, but in September, early September, you put down some of the fall crops by seed. One of them, my favorite lettuce of all time, is arugula. So if we're ever going out somewhere and you're buying me a salad, I want arugula. Well, we get an early spring crop of it, and then you get a fall crop of it because it's a cool weather crop. It is not cool out, but you're going to have to plant the seed so that it will grow when it is cool out. And my container-grown chili peppers, the pequin varieties, they stay outside until the weather turns. I also have herbs. I love to cook with fresh herbs, and I have some in a nice container right outside my front door. So mixed in with some of the chili peppers and all this, you got a container of herbs right there. Gonna grow, say you're having some fish and you want some tarragon. By the way, tarragon is one that is a perennial herb, and it is great with fish. Most people have no clue. If you mention the word tarragon, most people say, oh, what is it? They don't even know that it's an herb. So there's my little herb tip of the day. See how you gain all this knowledge here? So don't stop enjoying the fruits of your labor. Get that? We were talking gardening, so I don't know fruits of labor. After Labor Day. Now, the aroma of barbecue does not fill the air often in September. Personally, hey, me, I am not a big barbecue guy. But very shortly, September, we got this big family reunion, and the barbecue grills, they will be cranking, and the people will be huddled around the grill, because wherever there's food, you see people always go, well, they're having a party. People say, well, they huddle in the kitchen. Well, no, you're huddling in the kitchen because the food comes out of the kitchen. Same thing with the grills. So I will get my taste of choice in the grill. I happen to be and I always say this, I'm a chickenaholic. I love chicken. So little grilled chicken, I'm sure I can do that. But I will grill, and again, I'm not the big griller guy, but hey, if we're having a party and it's January, even if the snows, I shovel out the snows, grill goes, and there we go. And also, Gabby and I will take the portable grill and the charcoals in the early football season of Rutgers University grad. That's me, tailgaters, go Scarlet Knights. And we will be tailgating and grilling out there. And some people are going, well, it's illegal to grill after Labor Day. No, get out there and have some fun. Looking for a good campsite? Now it's easy to find. Most of the state parks and national parks have plenty of room. To many times, a camping experience is ruined because the group sites, like you got your site, and two sites over, there's loud music, and some people might be obnoxious. Well, after Labor Day, the sites are open, the music's gone, and all that's left is a great adventure for your family and friends. Looking for down firewood and what you're supposed to get, it's a lot easier to find during this time because now you don't have the arm wrestling going over the downed firewood. So we can now extend the lack of people to the trails. Day hiking or backpacking is excellent in September. Could you imagine? After Labor Day, it is still legal to day hike and backpack. No way. I remember leading a day hike through the Great Swamp National Refuge and only seeing a few people. I think, well, one of them was a swamp monster, so like, I guess that doesn't count, so the number was even lower. If you're looking for a great volunteer project, many hiking clubs will do restoration of the trails because, hey, they do get beat up all through the season after Labor Day. Often at this juncture, they need to be remarked. They need to be reworked. So if you're looking, hey, whether it's a civic organization or a group of family and friends or personally just yourself, you're looking to get involved with some great volunteer project, those hiking groups will redo trails. On many of the shows, I love to tell tales of my bike rides in various parts of the country. If you have been on overcrowded venues during Memorial Day to Labor Day, now is the time to put your helmet on, and I always say put it on always, and see the sights. You know, for me, there are some trails, and I'll just give you an example. You go up to Cape Cod, the rail trails. Again, it's family-oriented, so you get up there, and they're just packed with people. After Labor Day, well, guess what? Not just that trail, but most of the biking trails, they are not overrun with people. Literally, you can get out with your bike and enjoy a leisurely pedal. There is a state park that I go to that has a specific bike trail. During the May to September time, it is, and I've seen this, it is chaos on the trail. Now, it is family and friends and a camera because I always bring my camera. Hey, Joey B Outdoor Adventure, Joey B Outdoors. Camera's got to go with me, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural, great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. Sometimes September can bring cooler evenings. This is the perfect time for an outside fire. Because, hey, we don't use our wood-burning stove fireplaces at this time. But when you're outside, and always use the appropriate fire ring. And some of you may have a chimney outside your house, whatever. But there's nothing better to end the day with everyone sitting or cooking by the fire with a beverage of your choice, of course. And if you're with the kids, it's maybe not a beverage, but it's definitely a s'mores. Either way, a perfect bonding moment. And hey, the days are getting shorter. Starting the fire a little earlier is good. Hey, and me, I am not this late night guy because I'm a morning guy, and I'll get to that in a second. But just thinking about, you start a little earlier, you're sitting back there, it's nice and cool, have dinner out there, great bonding moment. The limit of light is also great for something else. When I speak at events and schools, I often say this: watch as many sunrises and sunsets. Remember, they're free. And when I say that, hey, and then I go into it, it's like, you're going to see a million sunsets because you're awake. Most people do not see the sun rise. Well, guess what? I am the morning man. No joke. My alarm clock's set for 5. I typically wake up at 4:30. It's like almost like my eyes open up. I get up out of bed, look at the clock. It's 4:30 and just move. And you know the crazy thing? And some of you are going to go, well, some of you already think I'm crazy. But guess what? I don't even have to get up that early. It's just who I am. I'm on the farm boy mentality. That's what I do. Now, I'm up at 4:30 with my camera in hand. I go and shoot the sunrise all the time. If you follow me on my many social media sites, here's one for you on Twitter, Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. You will see my photos from all our filming adventures for Joey B TV, and that's J-O-E-Y-B-E.TV. Well, I get more comments about my sunrise photos than any other photo. And let me tell you, I'm on ostrich farms. I'm in a kayak somewhere. I get some really cool photos going on, but it is the sunrise photos for me personally too. It's that sense of adventure there. Well, now the sunrise after Labor Day is after 6:15. It's even later than that. So you can get up and get out there and take advantage of this and enjoy a sunrise. That cup of coffee, one hand, well, have the coffee in one hand and a camera in the other. I find peace at sunrise. And if I ever see someone, say I happen to be at the ocean, I'm shooting a sunrise, which are some of my cooler photos, the only people that are there are nice people. And I'm also going to let you know that after Labor Day, there are much less people anywhere you go, even shooting sunrise. So guess what? Summer is not over. Not a chance, not a chance. Get out and enjoy every day. It's a gift from God. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.